6 years later, they come to believe these light flashes are the result of high-energy, heavy cosmic rays penetrating the spacecraft and the crew members' eyes.
There's protons, electrons, just very, very high-energy, ripped-apart atoms spraying out from the sun. In terms of manned space travel, if you're outside the magnetosphere in a big solar storm, large amounts of radiation passing through your body. Dire health consequences.
These particles can become trapped inside a region of the magnetosphere known as the Van Allen Belt. They present a real hazard to astronauts. At least 39 astronauts have developed some kind of eye cataract 4 or 5 years after exposure to this dangerous radiation. As our protective magnetic field weakens, the risk to life increases. Professor Gary Glatzmeier wants to know how much weaker the Earth's magnetosphere is going to get. He creates a remarkable computer model of Earth's magnetic field.
We can't reproduce exactly what the Earth has done in the past or what it's doing right now. What we're trying to do is get the model to simulate something that's qualitatively similar.
Glatzmeier runs the computer model continually. Each year of real time represents 100,000 years of simulated time. He observes how the magnetic field evolves over the millennia. Around 36,000 years into the simulation, something unusual happens.
After being away for a couple of weeks, I came back and looked at the results and then realized that it had reversed, and it was exciting.
Glatzmeier's experiment shows that magnetic north and magnetic south switch positions.
This is the surface of the model Earth. This is the surface of the model core. The field is directed inwards here and outwards there. The field is much more complicated on the top of the core. Now the reversal is occurring. The field is now directed outwards there and inwards there.